I said, "No, I'd rather be out playing baseball." I sat behind home plate and scored the games, and to this day I can score a game. End quote. Averring that women began getting more equal opportunities during the Vietnam War era of the late 1960s and early 70s, Grover said, quote, "I am so glad society has advanced because many of my friends were smart women, and it was a shame that they were not putting that to full use." Having led 2009's $115 million Campaign for Tomorrow hospital bond election drive, and raising $60 million in private donations for MMH's nine-story Dorothy and Clarence Scarborough Jr. patient tower, Grover said, quote, "The sales tax is not about the hospital. It's about health care and access to health care. I want everyone to have access to good quality health care, and I think it's worthwhile to spend time, energy, and money to get there. Some people thought I was crazy to want to build the patient tower, but I believe in Midland and Midlanders. I'm doing all I can to get people to vote for Proposition A, and I'm confident it will be approved." End quote. Since 2009, the hospital's address has been 400 Rosalind Redford Grover Parkway. Grover inherited her passion for philanthropy from her dad, who chaired the board of governors of the hospital foundation, and mom, who was equally effective as a school board member who helped found elementary school libraries and was a strong supporter of the county library. Asked how she learned business, in which Redfern and Grover owns non-operating working interests in oil and gas wells in West Texas, Southeast New Mexico, Kansas, and North Dakota, she said, quote, "By osmosis. I went to the field with my father when I was young. I loved the oil business and loved West Texas with the pump jacks. I was enamored of it when we'd go to Crane. It would be dark and those gas flares would be lit up everywhere like birthday candles. I learned by watching what other people did as they learned from their mistakes and improved. I have an analytical mind, and that helps in business." End quote. Having been in Midland for a while after California, Grover developed an interest in the law and was halfway through SMU's Dedman School of Law, quote, "when I decided to marry Arden," she said, adding, "he was such a great guy. Everybody loved him. He had that charisma. He was a man's man." End quote. MMH President and CEO Russell Myers said Grover is an extraordinary person with unique characteristics. Quote, "Rosalind is passionate about philanthropy, both as a giver and a fundraiser," Myers said. "She feels strongly about the things that matter to her, and fortunately for us, those include health care in Midland. When she is on your side, she is all in and is one of those people to whom it's very difficult to say no, not because she is intimidating or forces people to her perspective, but because her passion wins them over and gets results." End quote. Meyer says Grover has also been a great asset during her 2 8-year as chairman of the foundation's board of governors. Quote, "She is from a family of strongly held beliefs and philanthropy, and she is built on that," he said. Rosalind has been the only woman in the room in a lot of professional settings. She has always been respected as a full-fledged actor in the energy world. End quote. Permian Basin Petroleum Association President Ben Shepard said Grover, quote, "is a force to be reckoned with because she sees the value of investing and reinvesting in our communities. She is one of the finest individuals whom I have had the pleasure of knowing," Shepard said. "She works tirelessly for the betterment of the Permian Basin, particularly with health care. Rosalind is a problem solver. It's her nature to tackle difficult challenges. She knows how to connect with people and rally them to her beliefs and support her causes," End quote. Grover considers her advocacy for health care a calling. Quote, I want to give back to my community because I have been so blessed in my life, she said. I've had my ups and downs and been through things, but I don't have any regrets because I have always given my best shot at everything. You play the cards you're dealt with. I don't worry about the opportunities I've missed. I think about the opportunities in front of me. Everyone is called to be a blessing in the world. We should be giving back, and that's what I want to do in this community. I want to leave this place better than I found it. End quote. Grover's favorite hobby is computer programming, having written Redfern and Grover's accounting, land, and revenue packages. Quote, I love the elegance, logic, and simplicity of computers, she said. The revenues packages was the most complex with its fractional shares, but I figured it out. End quote.
Don't Wait to Hydrate During a Heat Wave by Levi Stone, RN-MSN, Chief Nursing Officer. This week's forecast projects most days will reach 100 degrees, and while we are no strangers to a string of sweltering summer days, the likelihood of increased risk for heat-related illnesses and injuries will be on the rise. Left untreated, they can lead to serious complications or even death. Thankfully, most heat-related illnesses are preventable, particularly in how we hydrate our bodies. Just like choosing the right tool to do a job, picking the right beverage can make all the difference in preventing problems brought on by scorching outdoor temperatures. Texas is no stranger to heat-related injuries and deaths. In any given year, the Lone Star State accounts for around 20% of all heat-related deaths in the United States, more than any other state. Older adults, children, those with chronic illnesses, athletes, and those who work outdoors are more susceptible to heat-related injuries. While these individuals need to take extra precautions during hot weather, everyone should consider what we are drinking and how often we are drinking it to avoid falling ill. Proper hydration is a vital piece in these efforts, and the choices we make correlate to the results achieved. Hydrating is an all-day event. Regardless of your activity level, it's even more imperative to increase fluid intake when outside temperatures rise. Thirst is not the best indicator to alert us when to rehydrate and should not be the primary factor to spur us to drink fluids. By the time our body tells us we are thirsty, it's because we are already dehydrated. Don't let it get to this point. Instead, consume enough fluids throughout the day to stay ahead of your body's need to trigger a thirst response. We can also gauge the effectiveness of our hydration efforts by the color of our urine and how often we urinate. You'll know you are hydrated adequately if you are urinating at least every 2 to 4 hours and your urine has a clear or pale straw-colored appearance. If you have not urinated in 4 hours and or your urine is dark yellow, amber-colored, and or foul-smelling, it's an indicator for you to drink more fluids. When it comes to fluids, choose wisely as not all are created equal. For instance, alcoholic beverages can lead to dehydration. One way this happens is alcohol decreases the body's production of antidiuretic hormone, ADH. ADH allows water to be reabsorbed into our body. The fluid has to go somewhere, and instead of hydrating our tissues and organs, it leaves our body in the form of urine. Drinks with high amounts of sugar and sodium can have similar dehydrating effects as well. While it doesn't impact the ADH hormone like alcohol does, an excessive amount of sugar and sodium rapidly entering our bodies needs to be processed. When an imbalance of either sugar and or salt enters the bloodstream, a natural tendency is for the body to get rid of it through urination. Unfortunately, this often means having to pull existing fluid from normally hydrated cells and tissues to help push the excess salt and sugar out. The result is dehydration until enough water is replaced to compensate for the fluids lost during the process. The most effective and best overall choice for hydration is water, plain and simple. Bottom line, make water your go-to beverage throughout the day. If you do indulge in a frosty beer, glass of wine, or soda pop, save it for later, but still drink water in between these types of drinks. However, there are exceptions when we need to supplement our water intake to keep us hydrated effectively. When we exert our bodies and sweat heavily, we can lose electrolytes rapidly. It may be necessary to supplement these losses, which cannot be done with water alone. Electrolytes are an essential component of normal body function. They help generate electricity, contract muscles, and facilitate the movement of fluids into and out of cells. Electrolyte depletion can lead to symptoms such as muscle cramps, fatigue, dizziness, and nausea. In extreme cases, severe losses of electrolytes may even be deadly. For those engaged in strenuous activities, especially in hot conditions, supplementing your water intake with electrolyte-enhanced drinks is a good idea. There are several options available, from commercially prepared sports drinks to coconut water. Many of these beverages carry essential electrolytes that can be lost through sweat. In a pinch, these work well, but if you have time, consider making your own homemade electrolyte sports drink from scratch. One of the recipes I like is: ingredients, 1 quart of water or coconut water, 1/8 to 1/4 teaspoon of sea salt, 1/4 cup of your favorite citrus juice, lime, lemon, orange, etc., 1 to 2 tablespoons of honey or any natural sweetener of your choice. Directions: combine all ingredients into a large container. Thoroughly mix ingredients with a large spoon until all salt and sweeteners have dissolved. Refrigerate until cold. Beat the heat this summer by hydrating appropriately and often. Master Gardeners. From simple to high-tech, gardening gadgets make life easier. By Debbie Rowland, Master Gardener. There are many gadgets and devices to help us become better gardeners. Soil thermometer. Knowing your soil temperature is a must for starting seeds indoors or outdoors. One of the biggest mistakes is planting too soon, before the soil is warm enough to germinate seeds. It is also a big help in managing the compost pile. Checking the temperature in the center of the pile instantly lets you know what is going on. If it is between 130 and 160 degrees, it is cooking, but anything cooler and the pile will not make a finished compost product. Moisture meter. This gadget means no more guessing about when to water. Over or under watering is one of the biggest mistakes of gardeners. Hole drill planter. This is a spiral attachment to a battery drill that can be used to plant bulbs, bedding plants, and seedlings. The drill will do the work for you. It can be used for weeding too. Garden kneeler and seat. This foldable gadget is great for gardeners with bad backs or people who struggle to kneel and then get back up. It is a seat, but when flipped upside down becomes a kneeler with handles. It is strong, but not heavy. Garden camera. This one gives you knowledge about what is happening in your garden when you aren't home or are asleep. It is motion activated and can tell you what is visiting your yard. You will find that your garden isn't sleeping at all. There's also a version that fits inside birdhouses and allows you to watch eggs hatch and the baby birds grow up. Solar radio. Some gardeners like to listen to music or catch up on talk radio while they work. My internet search found one that contains a solar panel. It can be wound up for power as well. A great investment for when the power is out, too. There are so many gadgets available. An internet search will lead you to these and so many more. You may want to think about them for a summer birthday or even Christmas for your gardening friends. For more information, call the AgriLife office at 498-4071 in Odessa or at 686-4700 in Midland, or visit aggie-horticulture.tamu.edu or westtexasgardening.org. Gardening. Texas Master Gardeners. We are an educational service organization of volunteers trained by Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service. Visit westtexasgardening.org.
Hi, this is Linda. I'm reading the Odessa American for Sunday, June 28th, 2020. Rainbug AIDS Ecosystem by Jeanette Castanon, horticulturalist with the Texas AgriLife Extension Service. The red velvet mite is sometimes referred to as the rain bug, since they will frequently reemerge after it has rained. They have 8 legs and calicery-like spiders and are approximately 1/8 inch long. They are vital to the environment and play a large role in the soil ecosystem. They do not bite or sting and will feed on insects that eat fungi and bacteria, stimulating the decomposition process. They get the name red velvet mite because they have tiny hairs on their bodies that resemble velvet. They are closely related to spiders, scorpions, and harvestmen. As larvae, they will attach themselves to a variety of arthropods and feed parasitically. They will suck blood, hemoglobin, from their arthropod host. Once they become nymphs and adults, they will move on to larger prey in the soil, such as other mites, the eggs of insects, as well as snails and other wingless insects. They have bright red coloring due to the carotenoids in their body, warning predators of their toxicity. Next time you see these in your yard, do not be alarmed. They are not there to hurt you or your garden. They may look daunting, but they just want to do their part to help keep our ecosystem functioning. For more information, call the AgriLife office at 498-4071 in Odessa or 686-4700 in Midland, or visit aggiehorticulture.tamu.edu or westtexasgardening.org. Planning Summer Travel Ahead of 4th of July by Heather Massey, Regional Director of the Better Business Bureau in the Permian Basin. The 4th of July has become one of the most popular times of year in the U.S. for traveling, but summer vacations may look different this year. COVID-19 cases are rising in Texas, causing many to reevaluate their 4th of July plans. Although state government has allowed most businesses to reopen and travel restrictions have expired, Texans are still wondering how they can stay safe on their holiday vacations. The Centers for Disease Control, CDC, reminds people that travel can increase the risk of getting sick and recommends vacationers stay close to home by traveling domestically. Destinations like parks and beaches offer outdoor fun for your family while allowing plenty of room to maintain a safe distance from other groups. Renting an RV can help you avoid air travel and staying in hotels, and outdoor fireworks shows can be enjoyed from a distance. If your family is looking to get away this 4th of July, use these travel tips from your Better Business Bureau. Check local regulations. If you are traveling beyond Texas, see what travel regulations that state has in place. Some states are requiring travelers to isolate for 14 days upon arrival. Be sure to take face masks to wear in public places, as some states are continuing to require the use of cloth masks. Call ahead. When visiting state parks, staying in hotels, or viewing attractions, call ahead to see if the locations are open. Some places may be limiting guests, so check if there is space for your family. Check when you're planning your trip, and check again before you leave for vacation. Consider travel insurance. For those who decide to travel by air, consider investing in travel insurance. In the event your flight is canceled or you have to reschedule, travel insurance can keep you from losing money. Certain insurances may be required to rent or operate an RV. Practice RV etiquette. If you're traveling in an RV, disinfect all inside surfaces after picking it up and before returning from your trip. You should also book a spot in advance if you plan to park the vehicle at a U.S. national park. Remember, dumping wastewater is part of renting an RV and can be a messy process. See if your campsite offers dumping services, or read the RV manual before attempting to do it yourself. In this stressful time, vacations can be a welcome break from reality. It is important to continue protecting yourself and those around you from illness, even when traveling. For more tips on summer travels and RV rental, visit us at bbb.org.
Hi, this is Jack. I'm reading the Midland Reporter Telegram for Sunday, June 28th, 2020. Heroes unmasked. Following the Golden Rule helps Valerie Cantu stay positive. By Oscar Leroy, OLEROY at MRT.com. Valerie Cantu tries to stay positive as much as she can, especially during these uncertain times. Cantu was one of the first respiratory therapists to take the COVID-19 unit when it first opened in Midland Memorial Hospital in March. Even though she was going to work with patients with a contagious virus, she took the responsibility without hesitation. It was a little nerve-wracking at first, but I just told myself that I can't freak out, she said. We've had other patients with other diseases, and I kept telling myself, you're going to have this extra protective gear on, and when the results do come back positive, your job is to take care of the patient. The first COVID patient we had was feeling bad for us because he was concerned he had exposed us. That made us realize that we were taking care of a human being. In taking care of the patient, we were also taking care of the family who had to go through this. Cantu set her faith and following the Golden Rule of do unto others as you would have them do unto you helps her stay positive. Having that in mind has helped me to continue to focus on the patient and not the disease. Her belief and positivity show that when the therapists were told that they were going to have to wear extra protective clothing when dealing with COVID patients, she said when some of her co-workers started to get worried, she assured them that it was going to be all right, and there was a reason for them to use the extra protection. A phrase she has used during tough times is, just keep swimming, which was written on a board by her supervisor to remind everyone to stay positive. As a repertory therapist, Cantu's job is to help focus on the patient's lungs and making sure there is no secretion from the organ. There might be times when they have to do a procedure to intubate a patient in order to get them oxygen. Cantu also works alongside the nurses and doctors and keeps the doctors informed when there are changes with the patient. Cantu, who's been a respiratory therapist for 2.5 years, said she has asthma and first became interested in the profession when she looked up healthcare professionals who worked with breathing while taking a college prep course at Lee High School. As a whole, our therapy has changed, but I think I'm more cautious with the patients and the little changes that may come, Cantu said about treating COVID-19 patients. If their condition does tend down pretty quickly, we try to be aware of the small details. Helping patients get better is rewarding, but for whatever reason, if the patient is too sick and ends up dying, even though it's sad for the family members, they're still appreciative for what you did to help their family member. She said the people at the hospital do a good job of leaning on each other for support. We have a pretty good team, and they've been really supportive, Cantu said. Even on the other floors, we all check on each other and support each other. It makes a difference in what you do.
Thank you for joining us for this week's reading of the Midland Reporter Telegram and the Odessa American Sunday Lifestyle sections. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite.
Next on Recording Library of West Texas Radio, Far West Texas News, followed by the Midland Reporter Telegram and Odessa American at 8. This weekend, Recording Library of West Texas Radio is bringing you patriotic music, movies, and more. Willie may not be having a 4th of July picnic this year, but we're bringing Willie to you with Willie Nelson and Family Live at 1 p.m. Friday. At 2 p.m. Friday, we bring you a special produced by Sight and a Sound of Houston about Independence Day. Then at 2:30, it's old-time radio at its best with a 1948 broadcast of You Are There, taking you up front and close to the 1776 signing of the Declaration of Independence. At 3 p.m. Friday, the audio-described movie Independence Day, starring Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones. And at 6 p.m. Friday, the Boston Pops July 4th Fireworks Show Concert. Saturday morning at midnight, the audio-described American Graffiti. Saturday night at 7, the audio-described National Treasure. And Monday morning at 8, the 1942 musical Yankee Doodle Dandy. Have a festive and safe 4th of July weekend from the Recording Library of West Texas.
Now, here's your forecast for the Midland-Odessa area. It's 86 and partly cloudy. Tonight, clear with a low in the upper 60s. Then, tomorrow, sunny with a high in the mid-90s. Tomorrow night, clear with a low in the low 70s. From the Recording Library of West Texas 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm Maria Lopez.
Coronavirus updates, weekdays at 1.
This is the Recording Library of West Texas. It's 7 a.m.
Welcome to this week's edition of Far West Texas. Readings from the Big Bend Sentinel, the Monahans News, and the Fort Stockton Pioneer, read by volunteers and staff. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Hello, this is Melanie, and I'm reading from the Big Bend Sentinel. Coronavirus live updates for the Big Bend region by Abby Perot, Steve Polson. Last updated, June 25th, 4:22 p.m., read by Melanie. In an announcement on Thursday, Texas Governor Greg Abbott said he was putting the state's reopening plans on temporary pause due to increased coronavirus case counts and hospitalizations. The last thing we want to do as a state is go backwards and close down businesses, he said, urging Texans to wear masks, wash their hands regularly, and practice social distancing. The latest testing data from the Texas Department of State Health Services